This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Good morning, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and thanks for tuning in to News West, wherever you're listening in the world. Now let's get started to today's news.
Several months after moving into a new home, I just got an antenna up, almost semi-permanent. My shack is alive and well, and I've been experimenting with free DV, the voice quality of which has improved out of sight. I've involved a few VK hams in conducting an evaluation and review of free DV and hope to publish it in the October edition of QTC magazine, or perhaps in the next if I run out of time. QTC is planned to be published next weekend, around the 5th of October. And speaking of QTC, we're always on the lookout for nice photographs for the front cover. The photos don't necessarily have to relate to a current story, just be nice amateur radio photos. And similarly, your stories are also welcome. Stories about coming events or some activity you've just done. If you're a bit shy about writing a story, all you need to show off your activity is a few paragraphs about it and about half a dozen nice clear photos. Send them to info@vkradioamateurs.org and we can do the rest. Did you get that email address? info@vkradioamateurs.org. QTC will run your advertisements for forthcoming club activities. Just send some text and images and we can put it together for you, or send your own graphics. 110 by 116 millimetres is the right size for a half-page graphic and 220 by 116 for a full page. You can send these as a PDF if you wish. Send your advertisement to info@vkradioamateurs.org. Finally, I want to call a meeting in October or November to get the organisation of Perth Tech 2026 set in motion. So if you'd like to be part of the early planning and maybe even the execution of Perth Tech, please listen out for the announcements, which will be in the next couple of weeks, and come along and join in. You'll be most welcome. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day, I came across an article written by programmer, artist and game designer Bulinri, with the intriguing title, 50 Things You Can Do with a Software-Defined Radio. Documenting a week's worth of joyous wandering through the radio spectrum, it explains in readily accessible terms how they used an RTL-SDR dongle to explore the myriad radio transmissions that surround us all day and every day. As you might know, I've been a radio amateur since 2010, and I must confess, even with all the things I've done and documented here, there's plenty in this adventure guide that I've yet to attempt. For example, when was the last time you decoded the various subcarriers in an FM broadcast signal, including the pilot tone, the stereo signal, station meta, and road traffic information? Have you ever decoded the 433 MHz sensor signals that your neighbours might have installed, weather, security, and other gadgets? Or decoded shipping data transmitted using AIS or Automatic Identification System? And for context, we're only up to item 12 on the list. One of the biggest takeaways for me was that this is something that is accessible to anyone and is a family-friendly introduction to the world of radio that amateurs already know and love. The article touches on various applications that you might use to explore the highways and byways of the radio spectrum, including SDR++, SDR Angel, WSJTX, QSSTV, and even mentions GNU Radio. With enough detail to whet the appetite, I learned that SDR Angel, developed by Edward, Foxtrot 4, Echo, X-Ray Bravo, and 70 other contributors, has all manner of interesting decoders built in, like ADS-B, Stereo FM, RDS, DAB, AIS, Weather Balloon Telemetry, APRS, even VOR. As it happens, you don't even need to install SDR Angel to get going. Head on over to sdrangel.org and click on Web SDR, and it'll launch right in your browser. Once you're up and running, you can use your RTL-SDR dongle to start your own small step into the wide world of radio, amateur or not. Sadly, the Pluto SDR does not work on the experimental web version, so I had to install SDR Angel locally. That said, I did get it to run and connect to my Pluto SDR, which worked out of the box. The user tutorial is online and the quick start walks you through the process of getting the software installed and running. One thing that eluded me for way too long is the notion of channel decoders. Essentially, you configure the receiver, in my case a Pluto SDR, and start it running. You'll be able to change frequency and see the waterfall display, but nothing else happens. And there's no obvious AM, FM, or other mode buttons you'd find on a traditional radio. Instead, you'll need to add a channel decoder, cunningly disguised as a triangle with circles at the corners with a little plus symbol at the top. You'll find it immediately to the left of your device name. When you click it, you're presented with a list of channel decoders, which you can add to the workspace. This will do the work of actually decoding the signal that's coming into the software. SDR Angel also supports M17, FreeDV, RTTY, FT8, and plenty of other amateur modes, and includes the ability to transmit. Oh, did I mention it can also connect to remote Kiwi SDR receivers? I have to say, it's a joy to see software that I've previously looked at and admittedly shied away from actually doing something with the radio spectrum around me. I will confess that SDR Angel has a lot of moving parts, and it's like Sendmail, user-friendly, just picky whom it makes friends with. So, time to dig in, play around, and bring it to the next amateur radio field day show and tell, and share with the general public just how interesting the radio spectrum around us can be. I'm going to work my way through the 50 items, just for giggles. What are you waiting for? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo, 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6PIP, with my weekly ramblings. I was very saddened to hear the recent passing of Mike, VK6KMS. Mike was a good guy to know, very helpful and knowledgeable, always with a yarn to tell and a happy outlook. Rest easy, Mike. You'll be missed. Now, good luck to those preparing for next week's Oceania DX contest, one of the few Australian contests where the VK6 stations have a decent chance to make a good score and have that bit more fun making international contacts. You have a week to prepare yourself, you know, coffee, snacks, maybe recruit the partner into supply chain duties. So have a go. The VK contest logger is configured for this contest, so you don't need more sophisticated higher end loggers if you aren't already using one. Make sure you send your log in the required Cabrillo format. If you haven't done contesting before, a good way to learn is to listen around the bands in the early parts of the contest and hear how other people do it. Very importantly, when you decide to enter the contest, work at your own pace, at a speed where you're most comfortable.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 28th of September 2025. Just about another month gone and nothing new this week, just repeats from last week. If anyone's looking for a Yaesu transceiver such as a FT101 or a 201 or looking for a receiver, a Drake receiver, a Romeo 4 Charlie, they're all available if you want them. Call Terry. VK6 Lima Tango Charlie, his email address, vk6limatangocharlie@outlook.com. He can help you with those items. He's had them for a while now. He may be able to help you out with something there. And the next item from Wayne, he's had a Yaesu Fox Tango 990, complete with microphone, original box and manual, excellent condition, $500. Contact Wayne, VK6 Fox Tango, Oblique Lima Hotel, on his mobile 0423 185 032. Again, that's 0423 185 032. Clive has from a deceased estate two TV sets, a larger 42-inch Sharp ACOS wall mounting unit and a Hisense 23-inch unit, both free to a good home. Clive's email address is Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra vk6charlie@hotmail.com. Again, vk6charlie@hotmail.com. And if you have any items for next week, please get them in early so I know they're there and I can do something with them. And the address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Thank you once again, 7-3 from me.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiluZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.